The sale of Poundland for a mere 85 pence represents one of the most fascinating business maneuvers in recent retail history. This nominal price tag, literally less than the cost of many items in their stores, masks a complex strategic transaction that could reshape the future of UK discount retail. The deal, valued at approximately 1 euro, has caught attention not just for its unusual price point, but for what it reveals about corporate strategy and market dynamics. The transaction comes at a particularly challenging time for Poundland, which has faced significant headwinds despite generating impressive annual sales of 2 billion euros. The company's recent struggles stem from several critical missteps and market challenges. Their attempt to integrate European product lines into British stores proved unsuccessful, failing to resonate with local shoppers. Meanwhile, intensifying competition from rivals like B&M and Aldi has eaten into their market share, creating a highly competitive landscape in the discount retail sector. The broader retail sector's struggles, exemplified by Wilko's collapse last year and increasing retail theft amid the cost of living crisis, have further complicated their position. For Pepco Group, Poundland's former owner, the sale represents a strategic pivot rather than a distress signal. Despite Poundland's substantial revenue, the business had become a drag on Pepco's share price and was diverting resources from more profitable European operations. The decision to sell for a nominal sum reflects a calculated choice to streamline operations and focus on core strengths rather than continue wrestling with an underperforming asset that required significant attention and resources. The buyer, Gordon Brothers, brings significant expertise in revitalizing distressed assets. Their track record includes successful interventions with brands like Laura Ashley, suggesting they see genuine potential in Poundland's future. While the purchase price may be minimal, Gordon Brothers is making substantial commitments to fuel a turnaround, including rolling over existing loans, providing overdraft facilities, and pledging up to £80 million in fresh capital. This significant financial commitment demonstrates their confidence in Poundland's underlying value and potential for revival. The human element of this transaction carries considerable weight. With approximately 16,000 employees, any restructuring could have significant implications for the workforce. The retention of current managing director Barry Williams provides some continuity and suggests a belief in the existing management team's ability to execute a turnaround strategy with proper financial backing. This aspect of the deal highlights the real-world consequences of corporate restructuring on employees and communities. This deal exemplifies several key principles of modern business strategy. First, it shows how nominal purchase prices can be misleading. The real investment comes in the form of working capital and operational commitments. Second, it demonstrates how large organizations must sometimes make difficult decisions to shed underperforming assets, even at an apparent loss, to protect their core business. Finally, it illustrates how specialized investors can find value in struggling businesses where others see only problems. The Poundland transaction also reflects broader trends in retail. The challenges of adapting to changing consumer preferences, managing international expansion, and competing with both traditional and online rivals are common across the sector. The cost of living crisis has made the discount retail segment particularly competitive, forcing companies to be increasingly strategic about their market positioning and operational efficiency. Looking ahead, this deal could represent a turning point for Poundland. With fresh capital, focused ownership, and the freedom to pursue a new strategy, the company has an opportunity to reinvent itself while maintaining its essential role in British retail. The success or failure of this turnaround effort will likely offer valuable lessons about the viability of traditional discount retail models in an increasingly competitive and digital marketplace. The sale serves as a reminder that in business, headline figures often obscure more complex realities. a purchase price of 85 pence might seem absurd for a business of Poundland scale, but the true value lies in the potential for transformation and growth under new ownership. This transaction isn't just about the sale of a struggling retailer. It's about the broader dynamics of corporate strategy, investment opportunity, and the constant evolution of retail business models in an increasingly challenging market environment.